So, Jim, it's been we talked to Harry Shearer, we talked to Ed Driscoll. Yeah. It's pretty clear that every true comedian has had some painful experience in their lives. But is that true for you?
Oh, man, Mark, you really took the wind out of my sails for that question. You really know how to ask the right questions there, buddy.
So is it true? And are there tears behind this clown, Jim?
It was August 9th, 1969, one of the defining moments of the 60s.
Wow, the Tate LaBianca murders?
Really? Was it? I hadn't noticed.
Oh, well, go on.
Mark, that was the day my father told me, "Son, get the leash. We're getting rid of Lily."
Wow, Mike, you mean he put your dog to sleep?
No, Lily was my black maid. All the kids had their own black maid. We had to fire her. She did not know how to take care of a dog.
Uh-huh.
Besides, we needed the room, you know. Where else were we going to put the new Vermeers? Oh, this is so painful.
That sounds tough, Jim.
That's not the half of it. I never knew from one moment to the next where my next meal was coming from. My dad's string of restaurants, the kitchen at the beach house, the live-in prostitute. Would I have to dig into my trust fund again? Never-ending pain.
Wow, I see.
It was during this period when I developed the drinking problem, Mark.
Okay, all right, now we're getting to the real hardship. Go ahead, man. I can empathize. Okay. Yeah.
I would drink every chance I could, Mark. Uh-huh. In the morning, at lunch, before and after lunch, the night before bed, didn't matter. No matter how much I drank, how often I drank, it never seemed to affect my health, relationships, or overall well-being. And as a matter of fact, my driving improved.
Oh, wow, Jim, that's classic denial, man.
No, man, I got the DMV test. Look, I got some right here. Perfect scores with a blood alcohol level over 3.0.
So what the hell is so traumatic about all that?
Yeah, nothing really. You're right. You know, I guess what I'm just trying to say, Mark, is I was trying to drown my insecurity and my pain in drink. It was a slippery slope, and that's when I turned to heroin.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah. I had the best time of my life.
Huh?
I was great at sports, came out of my shell, wrote 5 best-selling novels, learned how to fly the helicopter.
But Jim, you can't survive on heroin, Jim. That's just ridiculous.
I know, Mark. That's why after 3 years of constant use, I quit cold turkey.
Man, that must have been gut-wrenching.
Not really. It was a snap. But that's not my point, Mark. Uh-huh. I just want people to know they're not alone out there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I can make it, so can they.
Mm.
I guess my humor is a way to mask my pain.
Yeah.
But every joke I write, every joke I tell, I look upon as a public service for those not talented enough to write or tell their own jokes. I guess that's the true story of the tears behind this clown.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Jim. That was very touching.